Artists wielding chainsaws and drills spent 3 days this weekend carving blocks of ice into salmon and sea dragons in downtown Anchorage. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes stopped by to check out all the things you can make with a 1.5-ton block of frozen water.
The Crystal Gallery of Ice is a series of sparkling ice sculptures spread over the winding walkway of Town Square on Anchorage's 6th Avenue, just under the Performing Arts Center. Families and smartphone photographers alike swarm around two figures inspired by Pablo Picasso's Cubist paintings.
The piece is called Symphony in Ice. We wanted to make musicians, so one is a tall bass player, and the other one is a guitar, or you could say it's a mandolin, depending on the size.
Carol Luando is an art teacher for the Anchorage School District. Her and her husband have carved a piece in the annual event for the last 15 years. They're one of 8 teams competing, and Luando is putting the finishing touches on the glassy surface of the stocky mandolin slash guitarist as the sun sets.
And once we get pretty much finished, then we start playing around with texture. So there's the ice has this beautiful transparent quality to it, and also it's amazing how the ice, all our pieces have all transformed from a 3,000-pound block of ice that was 6 feet tall by 4 feet by 2 feet, and it's just fascinating.
This particular type of ice is called Arctic Diamond. It was hauled down from Fairbanks by rail and road through corporate donations. The 3-day event is sponsored by the Anchorage Downtown Partnership, drawing teams from all over Alaska and as far away as China. Luando loves how easily ice can be molded into new shapes with chainsaws and chisels, and the way sunlight, temperature, and wind all change the work from minute to minute.
Really, the reward is starting and finishing and not getting injured and creating something beautiful.
A sculpture of a mythical dragon titled Kirin by William Hartgrove and John Trescott took first place, but Symphony in Ice made off with the Carver's Choice Award. Luando hopes people will come and look at the works now through February as the weather reclaims each statue. But with ice carving, that's par for the course. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.